Proclamation number 7415, dated the September 24, 1959. Earthly knowledge is worthless in the beyond. Wisdom. Of what use is your earthly knowledge to you humans if your soul enters the kingdom of the beyond in an immature state? It will not know what to do with it because its thoughts will become confused, and neither will it be able to exploit it since no one will want its mental knowledge because there is no possible use for it in the spiritual realm. Besides, the soul will also lose this knowledge the longer it remains in the kingdom of the beyond in an immature state of soul. Everything is transient, even earthly knowledge, and the soul will only keep the spiritual wealth it takes along, which it gained through a life of love and which is therefore also everlasting and represents the soul's entire riches. And with this wealth it will be able to work, that is, it will be able to pass the spiritual knowledge it owns on to those who are uninformed. And even the souls which possessed a wealth of worldly knowledge on earth but cannot use it in the beyond because no one requires it will have to accept this spiritual knowledge. And this is why souls whose knowledge on earth had been superior to many people will wander about over there totally poverty-stricken, and others will be far above them, but they will also lovingly consider all uninformed souls, because this is the task of those who are illuminated by the light of realization and are able to let their light shine into the darkness. But this light can only be gained through a life of unselfish neighborly love. This is why a person's way of life is the decisive factor and not his keen intellect and his memory. And only if love is the source of a person's knowledge can it correspond to the truth. If it was born in a heart of love and therefore also has great illuminating strength. Love and wisdom are inseparable, and one emerges from the other. However, only knowledge concerning spiritual spheres can be called wisdom, for everything pertaining to the world, hence also earthly knowledge, is transient and cannot lay claim to the word wisdom. And thus only love will give birth to wisdom. Without love no truthful knowledge can ever be gained which can be taken as everlasting into the spiritual kingdom, whereas earthly knowledge will not last long and fade away at death, unless a fully mature soul possesses this knowledge, which then can also mentally influence devout people on earth regarding earthly issues. On account of which the human being may also appeal for correct thinking concerning earthly affairs. For then these fully matured souls will also know the truth about things which relate to earthly life and are conducive for people's benefit. But a soul can only mature fully through love, and this is why only someone willing to love can be in possession of truth, irrespective of whether it relates to spiritual or earthly situations. A person's way of life determines his thinking, and thus he will enter the spiritual kingdom either in an awakened or unawakened state, where he then will live in possession of spiritual goods or be completely destitute. Yet a soul can only share what it owns. And sharing alone signifies bliss in the spiritual kingdom, because then the soul will also be illuminated by the light of realization and according to its realization can give pleasure to other souls. Amen.